Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti joins us now, as she does every Wednesday morning. Karen, let's talk first about the aftermath of the assassination attempt in Pennsylvania Saturday. Will there be civil lawsuits now?
Well, I haven't heard specifically that anyone is suing anyone, but you can be assured that with the anger of what happens in these kinds of mass shootings, that there are always lawyers who are looking to bring these lawsuits to bring to the attention, you know, what problems there might have been in security. So, you know, you can look at the company maybe that was a promoter of that event, the Secret Service, the police. There was a policeman who apparently climbed up on the building and took a look at the guy but didn't, you know, wasn't able to shoot. Is that person going to be deemed to be negligent? Also, the parents of the shooter, what did the parents know? Was there a security company that was hired? I mean, all those people could conceivably be defendants in a case for the civil liability.
Yeah, still a lot of questions and very few answers. And
it's just, you know, Bob, I was just looking at some of the mass shootings that we've had, and, you know, we have more than one a day now in this country. And there are insurance companies that have gotten into the business of active insurance, active shooter, deadly weapon insurance, and these promotion companies in events like sports and music will get this insurance just in case there's a problem. And they do risk assessment, which means they go out and they think about ways that they can make the venue safer. And then they have a program of how to respond to active shooters. And then afterwards, in the aftermath, how to deal with the crisis of managing the crisis with funerals and all this kind of stuff. So it's like a whole industry that has arisen due to mass shooting.
Yeah, a depressing sign of our times. Let's talk a little bit about the classified documents case against Donald Trump that was tossed. It seems that most people were surprised at this. Were you?
Yes, and the lawyers, you know, who study this kind of stuff are really surprised, because we've been appointing special prosecutors since the 1870s, and there have been cases over and over again, both locally. I mean, we've had special prosecutors in Chicago all the time, and we have it on the federal level, and it's been upheld by the Supreme Court in a case regarding President Nixon. So the idea that this judge took it upon herself to strike down the whole process of appointing special prosecutors is just bizarre. And, you know, she didn't cite any cases in her 93-page opinion. She cited to Clarence Thomas's comment in a case that had nothing to do, you know, really with case precedent. It, you know, she's not an experienced judge, but it just really reeks of straining to dismiss this case.
The special counsel, Jack Smith, is appealing. And does the fact that the appeals court this goes to now previously reversed Judge Cannon before, does it have any bearing on this?
Well, I think that once an appellate court reverses a judge on something as significant as this, the appellate court is going to look really carefully and really scrutinize her opinion. And I think this court is going to overturn that opinion.
And what are the options for the government other than this appeal? Anything else?
Well, you know, the special prosecutor is not appropriate and unconstitutional, as this judge said. You know, Merrick Garland could just say, well, let's keep it in the attorney general's office and let's just bring the charges ourselves. And he could do that in Washington. He could appoint it to the U.S. attorney's office down in Florida and have them do it directly. Because if there's no special prosecutor, then just use a regular prosecutor. Special prosecutors are appointed in case there's a conflict of interest or appearance of a conflict of interest. And that's why you give it to somebody else, because you don't want the Merrick Garlands of the world to be accused of being political when they're prosecuting maybe a political rival, right? So, you know, if that's not going to happen, the special prosecutor is not constitutional, well, then just prosecute yourself. And so I think we could see that as well.
How likely is this case to be headed to the Supreme Court?
It will be, because no matter what happens at the appellate level, whoever loses is going to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court. And frankly, even though I think our Supreme Court is very conservative right now, I think they're going to overturn this opinion because it's just so baseless.
Let's talk for a minute about the Alec Baldwin case. How unusual was it that the judge dismissed that case?
It's very unusual for a judge to dismiss a case altogether when the government doesn't turn over evidence, and that was the basis for her decision. But there were several different missteps for the prosecution. I think there was the gun that was used, prosecution tested it, and in so doing broke it. And so we had that, then we had this evidence that was not turned over, and the judge has a lot of tools in her bench here and can do whatever she wants to do, but dismissing a case like this is very drastic, but she must have been very angry, and she must have assumed that this was intentional and wanted to send a message that prosecutors can't be doing this.
The lawyers for the Rust Armorer filed an expedited motion in the Santa Fe First Judicial District Court for a new trial or dismissal of the case against her, which is involuntary manslaughter. How do you think that's going to go?
You know, that could be dismissed as well, because the bullets that were not turned over are probably relevant to her case as well. I'm not sure about that connection, but I think that this judge was so adamant that this was such a misstep by the prosecutors that her case might be dismissed as well.
And is she serving that sentence now? For
she is.
Months?
Was taken into custody right after her sentencing. Mm. So yeah, she's serving 18 months. So I my guess is that this is going to be an expedited appeal, or they might even release her pending ruling on the appeal.
Lots of legal briefs from Karen Conti. Thank you, Karen. Have a good day.
Have a good day, Bob.